The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcasting Network. Geeky programming for all the nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcast community forums and learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Anime podcast, and you're listening to it.
Good start.
I'm Dylan, and with me across the pond is the fangirl Victoria.
Hi.
The stupid awesome analyst John.
I'm sick.
And of course, the hard man with harder opinions, Andrew.
Hello.
That's just us four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'm the hippest man in the room now.
But Victoria gets to join us again. That's exciting.
I'm happy I'm not, like, crammed in the little room that you guys sit in. I can, like, stretch out on my bed.
Yeah, we're in that little room. Well, that was a good intro.
And you can follow us on Twitter. Send us...
All right.
I actually haven't written on Twitter in a while. I'm going to do that right now. Go ahead.
There you go. Live tweeting.
Live tweet with us 2 weeks ago.
It'll be like in the past for you guys. It'll be crazy. Yeah.
You know what we didn't do last episode was ring the news bell.
I guess we'll just have to ring it twice because we got a lot of news to go through anyway. So
I'm going to do two different ones.
Okay.
So
okay.
Be like, try them out.
Like one will be like news and the other will be like news.
Let's do that.
Well,
I'm feeling like
pretty.
Neither.
Well, he did both, so that's fine.
So, first up in media news, it has been announced that Tokyo will be hosting the Olympics in the year 2020, which is pretty cool. It's been a while since the Olympics have been in Japan.
And Akira.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was getting to. It's not really, like, super new or exciting anything, the fact that, you know, the 2020 games are in Tokyo. It's going to be weird to think that when that happens, we're going to be 30. Where is my life?
Thanks for aging us.
Yeah.
Ew, 30s are awesome.
I don't want to think about getting older. Shut up.
The connection that people have been making is that in Akira, the movie, that the 2020 Tokyo Olympics were occurring during that time. I think the movie takes place in 2019 or something like that, and there's advertisements saying that 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Hmm. And the fact that that's happening now, all of the ads and stuff like that,
they're just laughing their heads off, like, no way, that's weird.
That means we're gonna have somebody go ultra baby during the opening ceremonies.
That would be awesome if that was the opening ceremonies. It was like the reenactment to the ending of Akira.
It should be like Kaneda Tetsuo.
I really hope that somebody is riding that red motorcycle with the torch.
It's gonna be the coolest thing ever.
Like, that's how they're passing the torch.
Yeah.
I bet Mika Kutsune is gonna be there.
Probably.
They'll probably have a working Gundam. It'll be, it's going to just be a lot of weird stuff.
Speaking of the Gundam, have you guys seen, I actually think it was an Adult Swim ad, what the mascot of the 2020 Olympics should be.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that people have started to realize that Voltron is the exact same color scheme as the Olympic rings. So that they should use Voltron as their mascot.
That's a pretty good metaphor, you know, people coming together.
Yeah. All right, next up in media news. Some really sad news from Nintendo. Hiroshi Yamauchi has passed away. He was one of the founding people of Nintendo. He was actually the guy who gave Shigeru Miyamoto his job. And he's done a lot of production work on some of the biggest titles in Nintendo.
I think he also owned an MLB team.
Oh, yeah. The Seattle Mariners.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He never went to a game.
When you have the money, you do whatever.
That was another thing in the article.
he led the development of the Famicom console, rather the NES as it is in the US. So I've got to say, that's probably one of the most important things about Nintendo.
Yeah.
Is the Famicom.
But yeah, that's pretty sad.
That's actually it for media news. It was short this week, but we have quite a few gaming news pieces because
the mostly, Tokyo Game Show. Mostly the Tokyo Game Show.
Now, the first piece is that PS4 has been claiming that it's going to be 50% faster than the Xbox One. Have you heard anything about this?
Yeah, I actually did. And I forget if... I didn't read any particular articles about it. I just heard about that. But I thought that someone had proved that. Or what's the deal with that?
It says on 1080p on the PS4 runs about 30 frames a second. And then it'll run at 20-something frames per second at like a 900 ratio instead of a 1080 ratio. Yeah. For the So it's just, in fact, slower in HD. Next up in gaming news, Sony, or people in Japan are really upset at Sony right now because of the excessively late and overpriced PS4 release.
It's coming out later in Japan, and since their dollar is, like, I think weaker than ours, it would be like us paying basically $200 or $300 more.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Here we go. Okay, so it's coming out on February 22nd. In Japan now, instead of the late 2013 release that we're getting.
Wow.
And the price is somewhat higher, which is to be expected because all prices for everything, like it's 30 US dollars in comparison for like a brand new CD where it's like 15 here.
Yeah, it would have been higher regardless. They pay like basically like an equivalent to like $100 per game. That's weird, though, that it's coming out later there. I would have expected...
Yeah, I know.
Because, like, everything gets early released in Japan.
Well, I'll start there. And then we get
especially because it's being made in Japan.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't
have... That sucks. Here, we're going to get it over there first. You can have it later.
There's just a switch they can't turn on until February in Japan or what. But, that seems weird. Because everything else comes out earlier in Japan, at least on Sony's side. Like, the new iteration of Vita, that's going to be out in Japan... It hasn't even been confirmed for North America yet, but one would assume that it would come.
Oh, yeah, and isn't that supposed to be compatible with PS4?
Well, yeah, Vita, yeah. Just Vita in general. I'm talking about they're releasing a new version of it. It's a little bit thinner, a little bit lighter, and it uses an LCD screen instead of an OLED. So it may not look quite as great, but it will be cheaper, so it'll be easier on your wallet.
Interesting.
What's a Vita?
Okay.
I don't know.
Next up in gaming news, it's just been announced that JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All-Star Battle is heading to the West. So we are going to be getting it a couple months after Japan gets it.
Japan already has it.
On the PS3. Oh, yeah, that's right. Japan already has it.
I am super excited for this game. It's going to be so freaking fun. And a lot of people are getting the Japanese imports of it right now. And they've been playing it, and they're just like, if you like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, you gotta get this game.
I've seen gameplay videos of it, and it looks really fun. It looks like Street Fighter, but with sidestepping. They also announced a new DLC. I just want to throw this in.
Yeah, the DLC characters that were just announced.
Yeah, that they're gonna add new characters. They're gonna add Lisa from the second story arc, and they're gonna add old Joseph Joestar from the third arc.
From the Stardust Crusaders.
So there's gonna be two versions of Joseph Joestar, young and old. And then there's going to be Bao from the creator of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure made another series called Bao, and he's putting that character as a DLC character into the game, which I think is so cool because
it's wicked cool. The
crossing over series.
Which, ironically, I'm going to be talking about Bao in what we're watching because I literally just watched it. Not because of this DLC, but like because of hardcore anime, so I thought it was hilarious that... It just really
came up.
Yeah, that they announced that.
Yeah. So I don't really know whether or not this actually goes into gaming news or not, but it has to do with Vocaloid. So it's kind of like a media news piece, but it's also originally a game.
Technically, it's more of software, but I don't know.
Japan is holding auditions for the next Vocaloid. So if somebody thinks that they're good enough to be the next voice of a Vocaloid, you can audition to do so.
Dylan.
Yeah. They should do like a stand-up comedy Vocaloid. What's the deal with the zippa zoo in the zoo?
Why Bill, did you
Bill,
mix...
It's Bill Cosby Vocaloid.
Yeah, well, it's Bill Cosby, but also Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah, you did like a Jerry Seinfeld joke in Bill Cosby voice.
Okay.
Get us out of here.
This is turning into strange news.
Steam has announced recently that they have greenlit Higurashi no Naku Kura ni When They Cry, the visual novel. Anybody who has either seen or heard our starter kit, Higurashi is our starter kit for horror. The anime is an adaptation of a visual novel or a series of visual novels.
Yeah, so that's actually my question for it, is if they're going to release just one of the visual novels on Steam, or if they're going to release all of them.
As of right now, it just says the Higurashi visual novel. So I imagine that it's just going to be the first one. But that's really exciting that Valve is taking interest in a visual novel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's news in itself, is that, well, one, there's people who like anime at Valve, and two, there's enough that like it at Valve that they want to bring something so unpopular in America over here. You know, like, the visual novel market is zero here.
Yeah.
Well, if it's on Greenlight, then it would have just been, it would have got enough support from other users that it would have been greenlit at that point.
Yeah, 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 that's true. But even still, I mean, like, because there are fans that play visual novels over here, you know.
Yeah, well, because like, you can buy English translated visual novels.
Right, but I mean, like, there's no market for it. I mean, you can't go to a store and buy a visual novel. Like, I don't even think Japanese import stores carry visual novels.
Well, J-List does.
Well, yeah, but they're not like a store. They're like a Japanese warehouse. Mm.
You know? That's where you buy all the English translated visual novels, is from J-List.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's an interesting gap between anime becoming mainstream.
I'd look into it. If it wasn't too expensive, I might buy it.
Yeah.
Because I like Higurashi.
Yeah, and visual novels usually take somewhere around like 10 to 30 hours to play. So. Next up, we have an announcement of a Attack on Titan 3DS game. So far, there have only been screenshots released, but it looks super awesome.
Yeah, I'd get it. I have a 3DS. I'd play Attack on Titan 3DS game.
Now, are you guys familiar at all with just the basics of Attack on Titan at all?
I know the basics. I watched the first episode.
Okay. I've looked at Dana's Tumblr.
Yeah. So it seems like a really good idea. Like, it's going to be pretty interesting to see where they go with the 3D aspect of the game. Right now, they've announced that you can play as three characters, or they're the three main characters, yeah. Eren, Mikasa, and Armin.
Playing Mikasa all day long.
Yeah. I'm guessing that the way it's going to work is that the 3D pad is you're going to be able to tap to the rigs that they use to fly around.
Yeah, the 3D maneuver gear.
You're going to be able to tap the environment to tell where to shoot the cord, so you're actually going to have to navigate yourself and actually master the use of the rigs that they do in the game. That just sounds so much fun to me.
It sounds like it would be wicked hard.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. you know them Japanese people and making them hard games. They love their hard games. So.
Dark Souls 2 comes out in March.
There you go.
Can't wait.
Oh, that's it for gaming news. But you know what that means? It's time for some strange news.
Strange news.
I didn't know we had any.
Yeah, I actually found some impromptu ones at the last minute that are pretty funny. First one comes out of Indonesia. Found a story about the Indonesian Google Street View car is guilty of 3 hit-and-run accidents.
Oh, my God.
There's a picture released online of this Google Street View car with just this destroyed front-end camera that...
Can you actually see the views on Google?
Yeah, just like pictures of
like someone going over the hood.
Yeah, click it and just
It's like, well, you go to the street view and it's like click, click, click. The next one is like a car just like jammed into the back, and then that you click again and it's not there. There's like you look at the turnaround view of the other side, there's like skid marks and like a flipped car.
It's telling like a whole narrative about he got hit and then he had to hide the body and now he doesn't know what to do with it and the deal went south.
Lastly, in strange news, there's been an announcement for a new line of beer, Hello Kitty themed beer, which is going to be flavored in different fruit flavors. You know, you got me. Banana, strawberry, grape.
That sounds more like a wine cooler.
Yeah.
It does, but I'm really hoping that it's not beer with a hint of fruit, because that sounds really disgusting to me. But alongside that, there's another line of beer coming out with a rock music mascot, Supersonico.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with Supersonico, but she started out as a mascot for a rock festival that happens in Japan. Mm-hmm. And then she's turned into this super moe figure, which she comes out with fan art and actual figurines and posters. And she's just this huge figure now. And she also has a beer line coming out.
She's like the other Miku Hatsune right now.
Yeah, well, except Supersonico doesn't perform. She's literally
she's just a mascot.
Yeah. I'm afraid that too many beer bottles are going to turn into Ona holes for the Supersonico ones. Makes me shudder at that thought.
For those of you who don't know what those are, don't Google search that.
That's certainly as strange as it gets. Okay, it's time to move on to what we're watching.
See, it was the nervous laugh that I was like, I'm not going to look that up. That just doesn't sound safe. I was checking Twitter out of curiosity because I can. And I found a Twitter. Like, I follow all the voice actors I can find.
Uh-huh.
And Jeremy Lee posted a really, really cute one a couple minutes ago.
Okay.
She tagged Todd Haberkorn. Dude, we've arrived. Fairy Tail is in a bridge series. How amazingly cool is that? They like us. They really like us. So now there's a new Fairy Tail Abridged online.
That you were going to watch hours
of. Of course I'm going to watch hours of it.
There are so many Abridged series out. I can't believe it. I actually saw one the other day that I was really surprised existed, but I can't remember what it is.
That doesn't help at all.
Nope.
This has been Dead End Thoughts with Andrew. That's the same as not knowing.
So okay.
What's the watching?
Yeah. Yeah. What's the thing that we're
what
watching?
What are we watching? I have so many things I'm watching because of the hardcore anime panel.
Okay.
You guys are going to love the hardcore anime panel.
Yeah,
this
maybe
year.
You shouldn't actually say anything.
Meaning
well, you can
I'm going to be hiding in my shirt again.
You're going to be you can talk about Bao cuz you already mentioned that one.
Yeah, I was watching Bao and because I mean that one has a famous violent scene. Don't look it up because it's gonna spoil the content for the panel. But it's really fun to watch. It was a good movie because it's a movie. It's based off of a 9-volume manga by the guy who made JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. It was really cool. It was a cool 60-minute movie that was very 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 gory. The other anime I've actually been checking out, which I'm really surprised I haven't watched beforehand, was Psycho Pass. I started watching Psycho Pass, which if you guys don't know what that is, it's actually a cyberpunk crime drama. Like it follows police officers in the cyberpunk universe
that have these guns.
Yeah, that have these guns that either paralyze or destroy, for lack of a better word, people that go by a Psycho Pass cloud. Like everybody has a Psycho Pass reading. And if it's clouded, you automatically become a criminal and you get hunted down if you're doing, like, bad things. And the actual police officers don't do anything. They actually use hardened criminals who have a clouded psychopass to actually hunt down the people who have psychopasses. So basically, regular police officers who don't have a clouded psychopass are just their handlers and make sure that they don't escape or anything like that. It's really cool. It's if you're very into cyberpunk like I am, definitely check it out. If you like crime dramas, check it out. If you like violence, check it out. So,
I actually haven't been watching anything. Nothing new that I can think of.
Mad Men?
I was actually, that was me again. I was watching Mad Men too. I watched about 4 hours of it last night.
Nice.
I actually jumped back onto an old series that I was watching before. I talked about this once before, but then I fell off of the series. But I got back onto it. It's called Maho Romantic. It's an old Gainax anime from the 90s.
Yeah, it's one of Gainax's first major animes, right?
Yeah. It's about a battle android that's meant to fight aliens and stuff like that.
It's kind of where the maid, the robot maid Moe came from.
Yeah.
Like, it spawned from this anime.
Yeah, she has a shortened lifespan, like her life force is running out. And so her creator just gives her the option to either spend the rest of her days fighting aliens, which would be like a month or so, or she could live for an entire year just as a regular person. And she decides to become a housemaid so that she can experience the regular life of people. And it's really good. The action scenes that are in it, you can tell the difference when it switches between like who animates what, because it looks like an Evangelion fight.
Yeah,
scene.
Yeah, like it switches. Like I've watched a couple episodes too. It switches from normal talking heads anime to instant fight scene Gainax, like crazy jumping, like punchy animation.
Yeah. And it's really funny. It's kind of cute. I got to the second season, and the second season is not as good as the first one, but the ending is really important to the entire thing, so it's definitely worth watching the second season. I'm really enjoying it. I like it. It's a cute anime if anybody wants to check it out.
Yeah, cute Gainax anime. It's kind of weird, but...
I first watched another old Japanese film called Tokyo Drifter, because it's one of my favorite director's favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cool. It was an interesting, it's like a cop crime thriller, I guess I'd say. And like the main character is sort of like indestructible, it seems.
So it's not the original, the Tokyo Drift?
What, you mean Fast and Furious?
Yes, that was a Fast and Furious joke.
No, it has little to do with that.
Okay.
But that was pretty cool. That's another Criterion Collection movie. Then I watched the newest episodes of Naruto. I skipped like 20 nonsensical exposition ones to get to stuff I actually cared about. Yeah. And those were actually really cool.
Wonderful. You watched anime again.
So was there... So the episodes that you skipped of Naruto, like, was there literally... there was no sort of new talent learned or anything like that was important to the story?
Like, for other characters that I don't really care about, yeah, probably. But, like, at this point, I just want to see, like, Naruto, like, or, like, the main points of the war. Like, I want to see what's going on with that. I don't want to see, like...
Just do something!
Yeah. I don't want to see one of the other characters fight another random character and then learn something about themselves, and then it goes back.
This is true.
But, and then I also watched all of Sword Art Online.
Oh, sweet.
Which I really liked the first half and was a little confused at the second half, but I think we'll be talking about that later on in this episode.
Yeah, which is definitely the general review of that anime to begin with. Every single person we've talked... Because Jonathan and I still haven't seen this anime, but everybody who has seen it has said, first series was great, second season I'm not so sure, you know?
I think you guys came up with the word incesty last time we talked about it.
Yeah.
It is weird, because on Hulu it's listed as just like one season, but it totally feels like two separate seasons. It's one of those ones where it's like, you know, the 13 or 12 episode deals, I think.
Yep. Yeah, well, because it was released as season one and season two, because there was a break in between those series, and a lot of people were saying, you know, after season one was over, they should have just stopped it because it was a good ending, and then season two came out and kind of ruined it, but it was still a good show, but it was just different.
They milked
it. I liked how it eventually ended and came together, but I do have qualms about it. I didn't hate it, but I didn't. It wasn't as great as I thought it could have been.
I still plan on checking it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see after I'm done talking about it later. But okay. I also thought that was a little serendipitous, because with the TGS announcements, a game called Deep Down, they did some more tech demos, and we got to learn a little bit more about that. It seemed almost a little bit like Sword Art Online, where... Yep.
Yeah, I watched this. I watched this. You sent this over to me, so I watched it too.
Yeah, it looks really cool, actually. It's so Deep Down, the game looks sort of like Dark Souls, but I don't think it plays like it from what I've read and heard. It's basically like an RPG dungeon crawler.
Yeah, as I kind of, when I watched the video, I said it looks like Dark Souls, but it looks like it has some of the mechanics of Monster Hunter.
Yeah, it's very like it's a like procedurally generated dungeon crawler. So you'll hop into a dungeon and you'll never know like what's going to be around the next corner. I remember one article was saying he played like once and got through and like fought some traps and some enemies, and then his second playthrough he took 10 steps and then the ground just broke out from underneath him and he fell into a room with a giant ogre and had to fight it.
it seems wicked cool.
But how it's a little bit similar, it seems, is they've said it takes place in the future, which is weird because it looks like a medieval type game. You're a character wearing armor, using spears and shields and whatnot. But it apparently takes place in 2094 in New York, and they're saying that you touch relics to like go into this. I don't know if you're going back in time or if you're going into this game world to like learn how to fight better.
Sounds naughty.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I get a PS4, me and Dylan are definitely. I plan on teaming up with him in this game.
You're gonna touch relics.
Yeah, we're gonna
touch. Yeah.
And we're gonna fight dragons with beautifully simulated fire.
Yeah, it's gonna be a free to play. Online? Yeah, it's a free to play online game. So I think it's gonna be a sort of like. Or I'm hoping it's going to be sort of like Dust 514 or Warframe, where it's just completely free. But if you want to, like, say, buy, a weapon so you have it sooner, you can do that. Or upgrade skills with actual cash. I wouldn't be opposed to that.
It's not pay to win, is it?
It doesn't look pay to win at
all. Well, with some free-to-play games, you can get that. But, I mean, we really don't know that much about it yet.
Yeah.
It could be like a free-to-play MMO. I have no idea.
Yeah, it is a Capcom game though. Mm. Like I know we were kind of talking about Capcom games while we're talking, but we never said it is Capcom. So I'm kind of worried about what they're going to do with DLC for this game because Capcom's run with here's an 80% game. Wait for all the rest of the content
that's already on the disc.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not so opposed to free-to-play games, especially if they're not, like, player versus player. If it's completely free and I'm having a difficult time in the game, I wouldn't mind spending, like, $10, $15 to upgrade skills or armor, because it's basically just like I'm paying $15 for a game.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You guys are going to make fun of me.
Probably.
Well, first, One Piece.
I took a break for a while. Last time I was on the podcast was the last time I talked about one. Like, what? Last time I watched it. And I have officially hit 600. I am on 602. And I'm going to plan on catching up completely tonight because I'm supposed to do homework, which means I'm not going to do homework. And
when you say catch up, you mean you're going to be watching One Piece on a week-to-week basis.
Yes. But I'm not going to have to watch, like, a bunch of episodes to catch up. The other thing I've been watching, don't say it, I know what you're going to say. I've been watching Free.
Oh, you mean gay?
Yeah.
I really can't deny
that it's not, because it really is. But
no, okay, and look. Okay, so when it comes to Free, this is an anime I cannot make fun of. Because it's not marketed towards me. Now, if they were like, no, seriously, guys, Free is a man's anime.
No, it's not.
then I would be like, I would totally be like taking shots at it and making fun of it. But it's not. It's a girl fan service anime. So I can't be like, this anime is so stupid.
Yeah, no, Dana got me hooked on it. There's only like, they're putting the last episode is going to be out this Wednesday, I think. Oh, God. There's even a character in it that I relate to so much because she fangirls throughout the entire thing because it's like there's just muscles everywhere and she kind of drools over them. It's just like, oh, God.
We should have Sean do a commentary for an episode.
Oh,
we
my God.
Should.
Can you make that happen? That'd be so
funny. I actually, when the anime first came out, I sent him a message saying, this is your anime for the season, and he never responded.
That's because he's going through all the episodes right now.
Yeah, no, I've been watching it, and I'm like, I can't stop watching it.
I am a girl, I can't stop. Like, that's the way I've seen, like, most of the girls watching the show. It's just like, I can't stop, guys. Why can't I stop watching this show?
It's funny, it's because we've all had, like, it's nothing special to guys anymore, because, I mean, like, guys... have been getting fan service shows for their entire, you know, anime watching experience
since entertainment began.
Yeah, it's nothing special to us anymore, but this is literally the first of its kind.
No, it's not, because that basketball anime that Dana told us about on the cosplay episode, remember, that's like the same deal, it's just with basketball play. What is it with the homoerotic animes and sports? Like, what's up
with
that?
Locker rooms, you know, that
kind
of thing.
Jocks, muscles, kind of go together.
Well, I know, but, like, it's always about sports. Like, there's never just, like, a slice of life. I mean, there probably is a slice of life.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I guess Ouran High School Host Club is technically that, because they do take their shirts off quite a few times. But, I mean, it's not to this degree.
Not that well, I mean, there's the twins in bed together. That's just awkward. But
that,
like,
doesn't exist. That would never happen ever. Except in Game of Thrones.
It's so awkward for me because I absolutely love the twins on that, and then at the same time there's you guys, so I can't exactly be like, "Yay, twincest!" No, like it's hard. I don't know what to do. You make me a fangirl so hard. God damn it! So that is it for what I'm watching.
We don't want to. We're not going to bring up the Super Shonen episode that we watched Victoria.
I didn't watch it.
It's like, I don't even remember which number episode it was, but there's this one episode.
590.
Yeah, I hit it. I hit this. I literally started watching this. I want to say at like 2:30 in the morning, and so I'm on a day that I had to work 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. the day before. So I'm exhausted, and all of a sudden, I see Goku and Luffy in one screen, and I'm like, and then I don't know the other guy's name.
Toriko.
Yeah, that guy. They're all.
he's like the only one that I like. I mean, I haven't seen One Piece. I like the idea of One Piece. That it's like, it's really cool. Everybody should know, I'm not a fan of Dragon Ball Z. But I like the idea of Toriko because it's like a shonen anime.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's drawn like a anime character. He does things like a anime character. So I'm really digging the idea of Toriko. I'm just not thrilled with how long the series is.
Yeah. How long is the series?
It keeps going. It's going to probably keep going the same way Bleach, Naruto, and One Piece goes.
I was going to say, because, I mean, like, you can't talk about long. I'm on episode 602.
Yeah, no, it's still going.
But yeah, like, my reaction when I saw all three of them on the screen, I'm like, what the hell is happening right now? Like, you should see the conversation I was sending to James, just like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I watched the whole episode. It's about an hour long, and I could not get over the Japanese voice cast for Dragon Ball Z.
Oh my god, they were so squeaky and feminine. Like,
yeah, I've only seen Dragon Ball Z in English.
Same.
And when I was like, holy crap, Goku is like, sounds like a Sergeant Frog, or Japanese Sergeant Frog. I was like, that makes no sense. This is a grown man with like a squeaky voice who's supposed to be a tough guy.
No, Goku's voice in English was still kind of like,
yeah, but Sean Chamel's voice actually sounded human though.
Yeah, like Goku sounded like a chibi cartoon character.
Yes,
is the thing. Like
they all kind of did. Like, Gohan didn't sound much better.
No. Yeah. Okay. For here's a good reference for all of you who are up to date with the current manga or the current animes that are coming out. Goku sounds like Mono Bear from Danganronpa. That is exactly what he sounds like. And now just imagine like Goku fighting Frieza, and they have the same voice.
I kind of like the fact that though in the series, like, when you watch Dragon Ball or you watch One Piece, they take down these massive enemies. Or, like, massive creatures. And they're like, whatever, it's cool. They're like, up, all right, where's my food? I'm good. But in this one, they fight a giant fish, and all the three of the tough guys are, like, unconscious after.
Now,
it was a fish.
Yeah, well, it was, they were fighting Toriko enemies the whole episode.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, it was a very Toriko-based crossover.
They still brought over the Dragon Ball announcer guy, which kind of made me happy.
Well,
Totally not, because he's usually played by Vic Mignogna or anything, you know.
But yeah. Oh, and I really fell in love with Brooke from One Piece.
Oh god, the skeleton.
like if I was watching One Piece, I just know that my favorite character would be Brooke, because he's just hilarious.
He is really funny. Like, But he does the same joke over and over and over again. Like, he's like, oh, my eyes would roll out of my head if I had eyes. But I don't. And he's just, like, constantly making the joke that he's a skeleton. And he's like, at least...
We get it. You're a skeleton, Brooke.
Well, at least once every 10 episodes, he asks Nami if he can see her underwear. And she's just like, what the hell? And she punches in the head. But,
how
yeah.
very shonen.
I love that they put Brooke and Master Roshi together. With the different... They're like... They're both, like, unconscious, and the girls come over, and they're like, oh my god, are you okay? And, like, Roshi wants to squeeze Nami's boobs, and, like, Brooke wants to see the other girls' underwear, and they both get smacked. But it's...
Yeah, that was Toriko's sister.
Yeah. But, yeah, Brooke is very entertaining. They just actually announced Brooke's English voice actor, because they're coming out with the Strong World movie, which is...
Is that where Brooke shows up?
Brooke shows up in, I want to say, maybe the... 400s.
Oh my gosh.
Guess I'm never watching One Piece.
Yeah, Brooke is the last member to join the crew right now. He's the musician, and if you watch One Piece, that's funny that he's the last one, because the first person Luffy wanted was a musician. And so, yeah, Brooke joins in a little bit late. And
a little bit.
But the Strong World movie... is literally the fangirl's favorite movie, because it's literally called it. Everyone calls it the Nami and Luffy movie, because it's the Nalu movie, and everyone's so excited. Well, actually, no. Nalu is Natsu and Lucy. Luna is Luffy and Nami. But shut up. But yeah, I've watched this movie 3 times in Japanese. It's coming out in English, and I have the date saved in my computer, and I'm buying it, and I'm going to do a program as an RA. I'm so excited.
I missed you on this podcast, Victoria. Tapagotchi time. We are talking about the Tapagotchi. Tapagotchi.
Say it one more time.
Tapagotchi.
There you go.
Just for good measure.
Now you say it, Dylan.
I'm not going to do that. I'll say it sometime later in the podcast. You'll have to keep listening to find out when.
That's a call forward.
Watch Low Winter Sun to find out what happens on next time on Wiki the Main Podcast.
It's like foreshadowing. I'm a teddy bear in a pool right now.
That is both a Breaking Bad and Low Winter Sun crossover joke.
Just an AMC joke right there. If you don't watch AMC, you are out of the picture.
Breaking Bad will be ending by the time this podcast is released.
Oh god,
I'm so excited.
Okay, so for this Tapagotchi, if you remember, we were doing that.
We are talking about bad endings.
Yeah, bad anime endings.
We all know what they are.
All of them. We've talked about bad anime endings quite a bit on this podcast because there are quite a few of them. We're going to bring...
Yeah, but we've never actually talked about it as a Tapagotchi.
Talked about
and
it.
And as any good and well-versed anime fan should know, it's how bad some of the writers are at ending their shows.
Yeah.
So...
They're bad and they're evil.
Sometimes, yes.
So are we going to be spoiling ones we're going to talk about here?
Well, I think... Yes, be wary of spoilers. We're going to say the name of the series first so that you know what's coming up and you might have a chance to skip ahead. But we should be mostly talking about animes that have been out for a while and you should have seen them by now.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
And things like one that's universal amongst all bad anime endings, which is the Samurai Champloo ending.
Yeah.
I've said this joke before, but the Samurai Champloo ends a lot like we end our podcast. Just, okay, bye. And it ends the credits roll.
Now, the series of Samurai Champloo is one of the best, you know, that you could ever watch. Because, I mean, it's pretty much the spiritual successor, spiritual sequel to Cowboy Bebop. The series is just so fantastic. But you can tell they were just like, okay, we gotta end this now, guys. It's like, how are we gonna do that? You know, and... Even an ending like saying, well, we should hang out some more would be better than, all right, we spent almost practically years together, guys. Now let's just part ways.
Let's just walk in. There's 3 separate roads. We're each going to take a different one.
I mean, it doesn't even suggest that they meet up again later.
Luckily, that road just split into 3 roads.
Luckily, there was 3 roads.
What if it was just 2 roads? That would be awkward.
Yeah.
See, I'll admit it. I had a shipping in that one, too, and it didn't happen, and that I'm not happy.
Was it Fumugan?
Of course it was!
Now, you have to remember this. Fu is a 14-year-old girl.
So?
And Mugen is, like, 30-something, maybe.
20s. Late 20s.
Yeah.
Age has never been a factor in any shipping.
No,
ever.
That is very true. I just wanted to point that out.
Also, you know, life expectancy back then, he probably would have been lucky to make it to 35.
So. Edo period Japan, there probably were a lot less restrictions on things. Plus,
like
nowadays,
14?
Anyways.
I don't believe she was 14. I can't do that.
Plus, nowadays, the age of consent in Japan is 15, so...
And I'm sure it was even different in the Edo period. It was probably non-existent.
Yeah. Consent.
Yeah. STD. STD is what are those? Red light districts everywhere. Everybody has a red light district in Edo period Japan. So and technically that didn't spoil the ending. That just spoils how it ends.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, because there are a lot of story elements that we felt that we don't mention, you know. I mean, like, because they are very well written. It's just the way.
It's just that, like, literally them saying, "Hey, see you later," was a very, very, very user unfriendly ending for an anime fan.
Yeah, you wanted them at least some, you know, you wanted them to stay together.
Yeah, you did want them to stay together. And even some epilogue would have been nice. Yeah, like, what happened? Like, even if they, yeah, okay, so they part ways. What are they doing now, you know?
Well, I can imagine that, like, remember the one thing that they mentioned at the end is Gene and Mugen said that next time they cross paths, they're going to kill each other. Right? Because, like, that was their whole thing about helping...
Yeah, from episode
I wonder...
one.
Yeah, about helping Fu in the first place.
Victoria, what's a bad anime ending?
Okay, so the number one bad anime ending for me, the one that, like, there's so many that piss me off, but one of the ones that really got me angry was the Full Metal Alchemist ending, the original
yes.
Full Metal Alchemist
yeah,
ending.
The
Not
TV
Brotherhood.
Series. Yeah,
Brotherhood,
the TV
I love
series.
With a passion, but the TV series pissed me off so bad. Not only, okay, I'm going to spoil it. Hopefully you've seen it. Hope, like, if you haven't, get on that. But... They split up the brothers. First, like, one dies. Oh, I'm going to sacrifice myself to save you. Oh, no, you died. I have to sacrifice myself to save you. What the fuck? And then on top of that, Al may get his, like, body back, but then Ed's gone. And then you don't know what's going on, so Ed just vanishes. And then they're like, oh, hey, let's give you Conqueror of Shambhala. We'll make it all better with this movie. No, they made it, like, 1,000 times worse. Because...
So, like, they had a painful, bad anime ending, and then they were just like, here's some salt to rub in that wound, yeah!
I mean, movie. First, everyone's excited that, like, Hughes is there, and he's all happy, and he has his girlfriend. Then they make him a fucking Nazi! No! Like, it's so weird! And then you see Wrath, who is, like, this... It's not the Wrath from Brotherhood Wrath. This is, like, Izumi's child that died, Wrath. Like, and he's there, and he sacrifices himself to help them, which is super depressing. And Ed makes it back to their world, which is again super depressing. And before he gets over there, he sees... I'm, like, gonna just spoil all of Conqueror Shambhala. He sees his brother. Like, Al shows up as, like, a suit of armor. So he's like, great, everything I worked for is ruined. But he just has this... Now he can, like, attach his soul to different parts of armor for, like, certain periods of time because of... I don't even know why.
because anime
of
magic.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So then they, like, they make it back to our world... Or back to their world from, like, our world. And Winry's there. And she just happens to be there with an extra set of automail for Ed because she just knew. It's like, what? And then they leave her behind. How the fuck could they leave Winry behind?
She goes off and marries someone else other
no,
than Ed.
Never.
Thanks, Winry. All right, bye.
Yeah, no, they're like, they have to stop the world from being destroyed by this psycho bitch lady who's, like, trying to take over from our world.
Psycho
and...
bitch lady.
But no, it's horrible because they're like, Winry's there and Ed has, like, this fake automail he's been using. And so... It's a horrible way to end it because, so, like, they all go crashing through, but Winry's left behind. Al and Ed are, I believe, actually together. But it's just, like, Winry's just there, completely left from her friends, and just, like, what the fuck, guys?
So I think that you just discovered, like we shouldn't no longer talk about this, because you've discovered the ultimate bad ending, which is to make a movie that ends a series.
That continues a bad ending.
Yeah,
so it's so bad. I own it, but I'm so mad at it. And it's just, oh, it's so horrible.
I own it because I love this series so much, but I hate it so much. It sits in the corner and I... It's just like all your DVDs on the shelf, and then there's like the dark corner of your room with like the discs just sitting there.
It's got cobwebs and dust on it.
Hey, you're not moving from that spot.
It's like the front of the DVD cover's facing the corner.
It's just so horrible. Like for the fangirl side, like they left out they didn't even let the couple meeting. They gave them like a 2 second moment together, like, I've missed you, I missed you too, here, let me give you auto mail so that you can walk. And it's just, like, so bad.
Well, many will argue that the actual couple from the TV series wasn't Winry and Ed, it was Rose and Ed.
Don't bring up that bitch, okay?
What?
Remember how I told you guys I can't stand Kikyo because from, like, Inuyasha and Kagome?
Oh, yeah.
Rose is in that same boat. Like, I would throw Kikyo and Rose in a boat and burn it. Like, I don't like them. They should not exist. Rose went psycho and like, in that series, too. Like, she shows up again with some baby that's not even hers, and she's just batshit crazy and doesn't talk, but she cries and screams at Ed. It's like, what the fuck is happening? So, no, I do not consider Rose even a person. So.
All right, then. There we go. Story over.
I don't know if you want me to go on to a rant of another one. It's up to you.
We'll come back around.
Okay.
How about? All right. So, okay, Dylan, what Gundam series ended horrible for you?
I was going to say, other than the obvious ones we've already mentioned, since Sword Art Online is still fresh in my mind, I had some issues on that. Because it's like, it's just like a cool concept to begin with. It's like they're fighting in a video game world where if they die in the video game, they die in real life type of thing. And the main character falls in love with this chick named Asana, or Asana, whatever. And like the first half is basically him, you know, becoming like more powerful and then their relationship building. And then by the very end of the first half of the series, he beats the game, so supposedly everyone gets released, but the chick that he has now fallen in love with does not get released, and so the second half of the series is about him trying to get her out, but they introduce immediately his sister, which isn't actually his sister, it's her cousin, or his cousin, I mean. And they spend a whole episode, well, not a whole episode. They basically take enough time to explain, no, guys, it's cool. They're not, like, brother and sister. It'd be cool if they hooked up, or at least in their minds. But it's still cool, really weird. And
oh, yeah.
My problem, basically, at that point is, like, I don't care that, like, this girl likes him. Like, I don't know who would be watching that and be like, you know what? I don't think he should end up with Asano. He should go with his cousin's sister.
Well, anime fans.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't think there would be anyone who wouldn't be already so invested in the relationship between the first two that this, when they introduce his cousin, that they would be like, okay, even if they were able to get past the weirdness of it.
Unless somebody was like, oh, I hate that coupling. Why are they here the whole time, you know? Like, that's the only reason I can think of it is if they hated the Asano.
But there's no reason to, because I've seen two episodes of it, and when they introduce her, it's definitely meant to be, and there's nothing that's getting in the way.
It's a canon relationship, right.
Yeah. There, another thing, what's really weird is the second half of the season, you can really feel, like, a tonal shift. It, like... It became way more sexual than the first half of the season. The first half was
kind of
nice and innocent. I mean, I don't think there was any fan service. There was like one character with large breasts for like half an episode. There was
They got super moe about it.
There was like a bra and panties gag.
They jumped the moe bandwagon.
It goes what?
Yeah, and there's
They jumped the Moe bandwagon for the second season.
Yeah, and there's like a tentacle scene too.
Yeah, there's, oh my god, there's a tentacle scene. Like the bad guy in the first half of the series is the like creator of the game who doesn't enslave. He like he prevents people from leaving his game and they can die in the game. And so
and forces them to complete tasks.
And so by the end of the like the first half of the season, like 2,000 people have been killed because of him. But in the second season, it's like this really creepy, rapey dude that's the villain. And like they make it by the end seem like it's weird because you're like you hate him more than the other guy who killed like 2,000-3,000 people by the end of the like second half of the season.
Yeah, it's just really weird. As to which, I'm going to really spoil it for you. That guy comes and helps the main character defeat the new bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. It's so weird. I found it to be confusing. But in the end, you know, he does end up saving the girl. So that worked out. But the final scene of the series is like him and his sister cousin being like, you know what, we're not going to hook up, but it's okay. Like that's the gist, I'll say.
Okay. Awesome.
I don't know. I really liked the first half, but
I'll go for mine. I'm just gonna throw out the obvious while I look through my animes and see what else I can find. Evangelion, and this is not counting the movies, the end of Evangelion movies, which is a pretty good ending. It's just that you have a lot to think about afterwards.
Oh, so much to think about, like, and amongst your depression.
The reason why those movies were made was because of the way that the series ended, which was in the entirety of season, what, 2?
Yeah. So when season 1 of Evangelion ended, there wasn't enough funding to make a season 2 of Evangelion. So the creator or the whole team took season 2 and went, and just crushed it into
two episodes.
And it was basically, you know, Shinji inside of his own brain figuring things out, and
it was atrocious.
Yeah, it was unwatchable. It's painful to watch.
And there's still no real conclusion at the end of it.
Well, because it's so confusing. And then they made the end of Evangelion movies, which is basically explaining, okay, all this stuff is happening while Shinji's inside his head for the last two episodes. Though Evangelion is a really great series.
Yeah, and the end of Evangelion is good, too. I'm not counting those, though, towards this discussion. Now, next up, I know that, Victoria, was the next rant that you wanted to go on about Soul Eater?
That's one of them, yeah.
Because I do not remember how Soul Eater ended. I like Soul Eater, and I don't remember how it ended.
It was such a good series. It had so much potential. Like, it looks like it's going to be awesome. They can end this so cool, and no, they end with the freaking punch of friendship. That's my favorite description for it, because that's what it is.
Punch of, like, friendship.
That's what it is! Like, the whole reason that she can win is because she has her friends beside her, and she just punches them in the face!
Yeah, that's always kind of a cop-out.
It was a complete cop-out. But, like, I don't know how the manga ended or how it's going.
I think it's still going on.
Yeah, but, like, I was so disappointed, because I was like, oh, this is awesome, this fight is getting intense, like, what's gonna happen. Did not see the punch in the face. And then again, my couples weren't together, so but oh, come on, we all know Maka and
fangirl,
so, like,
problems.
Yeah.
that's the main reason, like, all my bad list. Like, no couple didn't be together, didn't happen, what the hell, like, just yeah. But yeah, like, that's the main reason I didn't like that ending, is because they ended it stupidly.
Well, because I think I know what you mean, Victoria, though. I mean, I obviously know what you mean as far as coupling goes, because one of the things they anime writers are really, really good at teasing about is relationships. It's always something that they throw in anime. And they're always teasing the audience about, hey, these couples can be together, but we're not doing anything about it. You know, when it ends and they don't do it, or they don't explain it more, or, you know, something doesn't happen, characters don't get together at the end, it kind of leaves that hole there that they were just, you know, that writers were just teasing you about the whole time. And you kind of feel like those characters are incomplete.
The worst anime that did that to its fans was the original ending to Inuyasha. Like,
are you surprised?
Oh my god. No, but, like, literally, they didn't defeat Naraku. They didn't get the Jewel Shard together. Moroku and Sango were kind of together, but not together. And then Kikyoku and Kagome were just leaning against each other in a tree, like, let's stay together and fight together. That's it. They didn't give an ending. Rin was still missing with Sesshomaru. Sesshomaru was still being sulky in the... Like, nothing
ended. So they really did... So what you're saying is they pretty much didn't finish the series...
Until they made the final act.
Which
came out recently. Well, maybe last year. But the final act, it actually ended everything, and I was really happy with it. But I think it's because of the fact that the fans were like, are you shitting me? Like, we went through how many freaking episodes and seasons for nothing to end? It's, yeah, so, like, I mean, in the new one, final act, yeah. Inuyasha final act, spoiler, here we go. Yeah, they ended. Kagome and Inuyasha get married after she goes back and finishes school. Aww. They get rid of the Jewel Shard. They defeated Naraku, and Kikyo saved Kohaku before she died, so Kohaku doesn't die without a Jewel Shard. Sango and Moroku have 3 kids. Shippo's training to be a better fox demon. Rin is living with Kaede, and Sesshomaru visits all the time. And it ends with Kagome calling Sesshomaru brother, and both Inuyasha and Sesshomaru have the, like, what the fuck face on. And, yeah, it's a decently adorable ending. But, like...
There I fixed it.
Yeah, exactly. And then the fans were like, okay, we don't have to kill you now. It was bad. But, yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, we're not gonna give you any of the couples you wanted. It's like, fuck you! Oh, and Moroku no longer has the black hole in his hand, and... Yeah, everyone had a happy ending except for Naraku because he died. But
so I'm gonna jump on now and talk about a series that maybe not everybody has seen, but now that the OVA series is coming out, you really don't have any reason to see it, and that's Hellsing the TV series. For those of you who don't know, Hellsing the TV series came out long before Hellsing Ultimate started coming out. And Hellsing Ultimate is basically the same deal as Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, where it's following the manga to a T.
Because I wanted to watch this
movie. Yeah, Hellsing Ultimate is freaking awesome. And the Hellsing TV series, like, followed the manga for the first, like, 2 or 3 episodes, and then spiraled out of control uncontrollably and made their own story. They hinted at all these things going on throughout the entire series about a bigger story developing, something's going to happen, and then episode 13 rolls around, or the episode 12 and 13 roll around, and they introduce this final boss character, and they're like...
pointless.
Yeah, like, they're like, you know, who are you? And he's like, my name is Incognito, and he doesn't even exist in the world of the manga. He doesn't, and of course, by this time, the manga hadn't ended yet, so, you know, the TV series ended before the manga was finished, so they had to make their own ending. Here's, like, this character who has a mystery boss, like, a mystery person controlling him. They fight him for 2 episodes, they kill him, and then it ends. Again, there's no explanation to who the big boss is. There's no conclusion to the Hellsing story. Integra Hellsing is, like, in this prison cell at the end, and Alucard, you know, comes to her and is like, do you want to make a choice? And then it ends there. Like, it cuts off there, and there's like, oh, does Alucard turn her into a vampire, or does he not? You know, it asks about that, and it really, literally, you watch this whole series for no reason, because there's no ending, and it introduces a character that has no purpose of being there other than to be a final boss of the series. And it's really pointless to watch.
It was a waste of time.
So just seriously, just watch the OVAs. Just watch Hellsing Ultimate.
Well, were you going to do Oriemo, or were you
gonna... No, I'm going to... All right, so Oriemo had a really bad ending, but I'm going to save that for the review video that's coming out. There's a review video coming up for it, specifically about the ending to Oriemo. And hopefully it'll be out before this podcast is out, but if not, expect to see that. That's all I'm going to say.
It's far beyond this podcast, what this podcast can hold. Although that might not be true after the scale of...
of the Conqueror of Shambhala.
The Shambhala.
Sorry.
That ending sounded bad.
So, Victoria, if you have one more, go for it.
I'd say, like, other than the just the fact that, like, oh, the series ended, they need to make a season two type of ending, like with Ouran High School Host Club and with, like, Fruits Basket. The one ending that really makes me angry is Princess Tutu, which that anime is one that you have to get through the first couple episodes before it actually has a story.
You have to
other than the awkward cat teacher who, whenever you're late for class, is like, "You have to marry me." It's like, what? But it's a really, really weird anime. But it's really cute when you get into it. And the one couple, it starts out making you think that, oh, you want Princess Tutu to marry the prince, and then you learn later that no, you don't. You totally want her to marry the knight. So you like the couple that everyone wants is this guy Fakir and a Hiru. And Princess Tutu was originally a duck that found this heart piece that turns her into a girl, and then that piece also turns her into the, like, kind of like Sailor Moon transformation into this, like, perfect ballerina Princess Tutu. And throughout it, like, you fall in love with the characters, and you really want her to be with the guy that she likes. But in the end, no, she turns back into a fucking duck. Actually, whenever if she accidentally quacks is when she turns into a duck. But, so, like, if she gets scared by something, she'll turn back into a duck. But, what ends up happening, though, is, like, he's a writer, the knight, and so he's also writing the story and trying to make it better. And you watch him, like, writing, and he can't stop writing. He, like, tries to stab his hand, but he can't stop. And he's writing about how she's pretty much dying. And you want them to be together so bad, because he's like, no, I have to save her! And then it ends with them defeating the bad guy, like all animes do. And he ends up just sitting and taking care of the duck, and there's nothing else that can happen because she's a freaking duck. It's just like, why? It's torture. It's not fair. But yeah, that's like one of my least favorite endings, and I love that series. It's just, I just end it before the credits get there. I'm like, I don't want to see this.
You've just blocked it out of your mind. It's like, nope, that has never happened before. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't go to the part where she can no longer become a person. I'm just like, no more ending here. No, yep, good, done.
This is where my series ends.
That's kind of what I do with, like, Ouran and Fruits Basket. I'll just pull back, like, when it gets to the ending, I'll go to the ending of the manga so I can see my couple together and be happy. Because they can't animate it when they need to do it.
Oh my gosh. You just, like, you make me want to think of so many more series. Like, you're putting us to shame with, like, all these series that you're like, yes, this is a bad ending. This is a bad ending.
Well, again, like I said, it's because of the fact that, like, it pulls in the couples. It's always, like, Fruits Basket, it ends, like, she doesn't pick one of the guys. She just kind of walks. They all walk away into the sunset holding hands. Like, no, you need to pick one of them already. You've been playing both of them forever. Pick one. And their curse isn't broken. They're still, like, changing every time a girl hugs them. Like, and then Ouran
I'll get a word
so
in eventually.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. Keep going.
So the only other thing I have to say is, like, Ouran has that ending where the dads are fighting over which one she's going to marry. And there was never, like, they picked a weird two for her to possibly, I'm, like, keep looking over at my Ouran wall scroll to think of the ending. So I'm going to stop my ranting now.
Okay,
so
go ahead, Dylan. Quick.
Talk.
I was going to say, how have you not mentioned the Martial Hearts?
Because that is the best anime ending ever. Duh.
I don't know that one, so...
It takes a turn.
Yeah, well, Martial Arts is a 6-episode anime, which I did do a review on. Actually, that was my first review for Wicked Anime. You should check it out. It's on Netflix, Victoria. I'm sure you'll love it.
Don't tell me there's a couple that I'm going to be, like, so mad about.
There is not a couple in this.
Okay, I'm not going to end up liking it.
No couples.
You will.
I need couples.
No,
I don't.
Trust me. You should, like, my whole review for Martial Hearts is it's 6 episodes long. They're only a half hour. Tough it out to watch this hilarious ending that they did. Like, because it's a quote-unquote twist ending that you'll never see coming.
You won't.
Guess what? No. This is a twist ending that you'll never see coming. It is just the funniest thing I've ever seen in anime ever.
You can't guess it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Yeah.
there was like five of us in the room watching that anime.
Yeah, we were like, what is going on? This can't be what's happening.
Now, I don't know if this really counts, because it's kind of on the same level of Master of Martial Arts, where it's like, you know, do fan service animes technically have bad endings? Because, I mean, technically they're not great animes to begin with.
I guess so.
Because one of the things I was thinking of was Cat Planet Cuties.
Oh. Well, no, that anime is just bad.
Well, I know, but still, like, because the thing is, like the way they end it is, like, because it's all about, you know, oh, who's he going to be with in this harem of cat girls? And like one regular girl, and then, like, they end it with, like, oh, Deus Ex Machina, you can marry multiple... We live in a polygamous society. You can marry all of us. Like, yeah.
What the hell?
They went and pulled a Utah.
That's true.
Okay, in that respect, that is really bad writing. Because like, it's a whole entire anime about, no, I love him, no, I love him, no, I love him, and then it's like, we all love each other, you know? It's like, on our planet, you can love everybody. And yeah,
that's a good point. That's just a really good example of very, very bad writing.
So, hey, all you cat girl fans out there, that's how that anime ends.
Marry a cat girl because you can marry them all.
That just sounds creepy.
It was really weird. It was a very strange anime.
All right, so I think that's a good ending point.
Yeah, that silence is a good indicator.
That was fun.
Well, I mean,
I haven't got to rant that much in a while.
See, now, okay, so now, if we move on to shameless plugs, I know for a fact that you guys can give us more bad anime endings that you have seen.
Oh, yeah.
Send us all your bad anime endings, and we will talk about, because we don't have any fan service this week.
Well, we do have one from one of Evan's buddies who wanted to tell us.
That's true. Okay, so Evan, who was on the podcast last week, one of the people that he knows chimed in on the Wicked Anime podcast. His name is Ken. He said that he thought, you know, he agreed that, or he agreed with me. He liked Nichijou, and he was like, yeah, me and Evan don't see eye to eye on Nichijou, which I thought was pretty cool. One of the things that he mentioned that we kind of did on the last episode that we didn't mean to do was we kind of
put overrated anime in a bad light.
Yeah, yeah. So we're saying that this anime is overrated by saying kind of correlating it to this anime is bad.
We did.
Yeah, we did not. We definitely did not mean to make it seem like, you know, overrated animes are bad. Some overrated animes, yes, we do see as bad, but that is not. That is not necessarily the case.
For example, Gurren Lagann. I love that show, but I still think
I still think it's
overrated.
Yeah, yeah. We talked. We said Gurren Lagann was an overrated anime, but we like Gurren Lagann.
Yeah.
So. Just to
clear that up, that's our fan service this week, because we did get that point from somebody.
Yeah. So thank you, Ken. That was great. On to the shameless plugs. If you guys want to contribute to our bad endings, which I know you can, send us an email at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That is wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. You can also find us on facebook.com/wickedanime. Find us on youtube.com/wickedanimereviews. We are so close to 400 subscribers, if we haven't broken it already, by the time this podcast is released. Help us reach 400 subscribers. That would be amazing.
And then help us reach 1,000, and then a million, and then we can get paid.
So, and then you can follow us on tumblr.com/wickedanime, where Victoria has control over the Tumblr, and we chime in every once in a while, have some fun anime pictures. And you can follow Victoria on Twitter, where she's...
Which I did a live tweet today, but it's not going to be live for you guys.
which is you can find her at Wicked Anime Fangirl, or Wicked A Fangirl.
It's Wicked A Fangirl. Yeah, I couldn't do Wicked Anime Fangirl. It's too long. So
Wicked A Fangirl, you can tweet her at... And us, I guess, too.
I'll send it to them, I promise.
And finally, of course, you can listen to this podcast and see all of our videos at nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. And you can also listen to the podcast on iTunes if you're not listening to it already.
Yeah.
And is that everything?
That's everything.
That's everything. So
I think so.
I hope you guys enjoyed our rants of bad animes. Again, I know you have bad anime endings. Everybody has seen a bad anime ending. It's just, it's universal among people who watch anime series. So send us those. Contribute. Right now. You're listening to this podcast right now. Contribute.
Yeah. All right. So I guess that's it for this episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. It's time to end like Samurai Champloo.
Tapagotchi.
Okay, bye. Bye.
I told you I'd
say
it.
What was that?
I said Tapagotchi.
Oh, Nintendo. That's pretty much all you need to know.
Yeah, let's see. The success of the Famicom led to the Super Famicom, Nintendo 64, GameCube. He also led Nintendo when it began selling the Game Boy Portable gaming system.
We salute you, sir. Good luck. See you later.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck, really.
Good luck being dead and all that.
Wow.
I'm sure he's fine.
He's dead.
Yeah, so he's doing a lot better than we are.
He gets to sleep forever. He gets to sleep in.
That's the way I think it. I never see
my
dead.
Princes of Maine, Kings of New England, or whatever Alfred says.
Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. The Wicked Anime Podcast is made possible by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling friends, rating, and reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution in our monthly support drive. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com and click the support button on the top of the page. For more episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programming, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all the Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social network. It's Wicked A!